Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Pensacola has been named a Condé Nast Traveler's top 10 cities under 350,000 people to go visit, so we'll take it. Love it. Outstanding. This is the third year in a row that we have won the honor, so we'll take it. I mean, that's just fantastic. I love the promo. That's different from the other. Remember, Condé Nast Traveler also was focusing on Bruce Beach recently? You know, it was one of the great places, kind of like in the world, great local projects. It was kind of wild. Like, there's stuff in Peru and Venezuela and Pensacola. You know, like, it's an out of category sort of thing. Jimmy Patronis says that he wants to have his pay held as they are not, you know, if nobody's getting paid, then nobody's getting paid. Senator Ashley Moody has redirected her salary. We told you that before, sending it for a donation to the Crisis Center of Tampa Bay. And, you know, until everybody gets paid, shouldn't nobody get paid, really. I tried looking this up last night, and I apologize. I normally try to bring you a little bit better research, but I was curious how many people have done that and if any of them were Democrats. And I'm not saying they didn't, but I wasn't able to find a good list that had any. I just know several of the Republicans have actually done that as well. Meanwhile, Austell, you know, the shipbuilder over in Mobile, interesting story yesterday at Alabama.com that Austell has had to renegotiate one of its shipbuilding deals. Now, you might know Austell for building the LCSs, the Littoral Combat Ships, or the little crappy ships, as some people call them, that have now been retooled. And we've kind of like, you know, we're a decade into this project, and we finally figured out what we should use them for. Oh, the thing they originally built for. Good. How about that? Minesweeping. Anyway, but, you know, we fixed the crack holes and the messed up, you know, transmissions, but whatever. Austell has now... Back in 2021, they won a $144 million contract to build Navajo-class ships that were a towing, rescue, and salvage vessel. So not your typical thing, but, you know, something that still, you know, the feds were contracting to build. And what was kind of interesting about that is they've always built in aluminum, and this was going to be their first steel ships that they were going to be building. Well, they started building them, and all of a sudden, you know, costs changed dramatically with all of the inflation that took place, and now a contract that was going to make Austell money wound up costing it money. And then the Navy, the Navy exercised an option to pick up three more ships at a cost loss for Austell, and they're like, great. So that was not good because they were going to actually lose more money, because if you're losing money per, then you're losing money when they add more of them. Well, now what they've done is they've gotten an adjustment basically to the contract in the post-hyperinflation period that we're in today. And without knowing the specific amounts of money involved, it looks like basically what they changed was not the terms of the contract, but they changed how many ships would be delivered from six down to four. So same contract, just two fewer vessels would be delivered. Or five to three. I actually read this a couple different ways and I wasn't sure which it was. In any case, they cut two off. So good, not so good. You know, Austell, obviously major local manufacturer, even though it's Mobile, not, you know, not Pensacola, something we pay attention to quite a bit. 437-1620, 437-1620. Supreme Court today hearing oral arguments on a case that I think is going to be very interesting because, you know, Colorado is not the place if you're a conservative Christian. It just isn't, which is kind of weird because Colorado Springs, we always used to joke as the home of Focus on the Family was like Jerusalem West, you know. Colorado Springs is a very, as far as ministries go, you know, lots of conservative Christian ministries based there. But generally speaking, you know, Colorado, the Masterpiece Cake Shop where the Human Rights Commission and trying to shut a guy down because he did not want to do gay cake, you know, gay wedding cakes. And they came back to Supreme Court multiple times. Now you've got a case where a counselor who wants to be able to talk to clients who are experiencing either gender dysphoria or, you know, sexual orientation desire that, you know, they might want to not lean into or not accept or might want to, is there any way to change my sexual desires? Is there any way to change my gender identity? Is there any way to fix what I view to be a mistake? Well, there's a law in Colorado that says you cannot be a counselor and do that. Well, this person says, I'm only using speech. How is it that if somebody comes to me and says, I'm a boy, but I feel like a girl, I can say yes and teach them how. But if they come to me and say, I'm a boy who feels like a girl, but I'd like to feel like a boy, I'm not allowed to say how. How is it that the advice can only go one way? And that's illegal. They say that's a violation of my free speech rights. Now, of course, the flip side, the other side, the Colorado State, what they're going to say is, look, we get to regulate the marketplace. And also, this kind of speech is conduct, not speech, because it's made for sale. And there's some truth to that. You know, a lot of things that you can do for free as speech, when you start selling the speech, there might be more limitations on it. And there's other activities that when you do them for free, they're fine. When you sell them, it's different. It's going to be a very interesting case. Very interesting. There, by the way, there already is an exemption for just a minister, for example. Like if you go to your minister and say, hey, I'm having these desires for same sex, what can you do to help me? Fine, they're not charging you a fee. It's when you're actually a counselor practicing the art of, you know, either psychotherapy or psychiatry. That's when you start to run afoul of the law that restricts it within the marketplace. So like I said, Supreme Court case today, it'll be very interesting to hear how that one goes. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Let's see. We're back rolling accident-free right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Hey, if you need to buy or sell a house, or you're thinking about moving, or you're, I don't know, maybe you're upsizing because the family's growing. Maybe you're buying your first home. You know, that's really a time to get a good realtor. But also, you know, maybe your family has all fled the nest and you just don't want to have to mow the lawn anymore and you want to buy a condo. Everybody's got different chances in life to change houses. And Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty will help you with that, whatever you want to do. And in fact, even if you're not sure what you want to do, you don't have to wait to make a decision or a plan before you call a realtor. You can call her now and just say, hey, this is kind of what I'm thinking about. What's your perspective? And you guys can sit down, have a cup of coffee. And, you know, if you wind up becoming a client, great. If you wind up just getting advice and you never talk to her again, I mean, great. She just loves to meet people and loves to talk with them about real estate and help them make better choices. And, you know, the expertise factor is just amazing. When you sell three and a half, four homes every single week, you have a level of knowledge about what's going on in the marketplace and what people are asking for and what you can say no to and what you have to say yes to and what you can ask for and what you cannot ask for and all that kind of stuff. That all comes from experience, and so many transactions produce that expertise. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 786-3996.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Let's go. Hobbies could be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that was fun and could make you some money? Find out how Thursday at 10:30 with Emerald Coast Coins on Pep Talk. You'll hear about how precious metals are a great hobby and investment. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy, sell gold and silver. Emerald Coast Coins, Thursday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News, 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
McKay wins. Flawless victory. Fatality.
I know I made David Wayne happy with that one. John Pickens is like, what in tarnation is that?
Still trying to figure it out. Sounds like Mortal Kombat.
That's right. That's Liu Kang wins.
Oh, okay.
Flawless victory. Fatality. And it's always like the oddest of edits because, you know, the fatality always jumps on top of the prior thing. You
exactly.
Know. Flawless victory. Fatality. David Wayne's in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David, you enjoy the...
Yeah, it was good. I was always more of a sub-zero kind of guy.
All right, I can see that. All right, that's what we can. All right.
Yeah. Well, the government shutdown now in its seventh day. Andrew, real-world impact becoming more noticeable. The FAA says control towers at California's Hollywood Burbank Airport had to go unmanned last night due to staffing issues. Air traffic controllers, of course, have to work but aren't being paid, and apparently now they're starting to call in sick. A dozen FAA facilities
I don't feel so good today.
experienced similar staffing issues. But as you mentioned, running without staffing is... smaller airports.
I am by no means any expert on this, but there's small airport rules, and you run without air traffic control sometimes, and you know, less trafficked areas, it's okay. And even Pensacola, I guess, overnight, you know, maybe they, yeah. So it's doable if you don't have a lot of volume, right?
The CDC updating their immunization schedule. Their latest guidance announced this week is for toddlers to get the chickenpox vaccine separately from the MMR shot. The CDC also accepting an advisory panel's recommendation on COVID vaccination eligibility that says people should speak with their doctor before they get that shot, regardless of any age or health conditions. And LeBron James teasing a big announcement
today. LeBron
James!
Don't you have to say it that way? I thought you had to say it that way.
Which way?
LeBron James!
Yeah, maybe that's how you have to say it.
That's the meme. All right, go on.
Yeah, I knew I was doing something wrong here.
I know, right?
LeBron James is teasing a major announcement today. It's scheduled at noon Eastern, and it's being billed as the second decision. Back in 2010, he announced on TV he was leaving the Cavaliers for the Miami Heat. There's some speculation today's announcement could also involve retirement plans.
Is he going to bring the checkered shirt out of retirement to make the announcement in? Can you remember? You remember when he was sitting there on the chair making the... Oh, yeah. No, I think a lot of people remember that. A lot of people in Ohio remember it unfondly.
But people in Miami love it.
Yeah, that's right. David, thanks so much for the update. 822 on News Radio 92.3. Escambia County Commission meeting, Lumen May.
And I just forgot to mention it. I don't know if most of us read about it, but Escambia High School was awarded $25,000 from T-Mobile.
Yep.
And now they're up out of eight schools that's left up for $1 million that will do a complete makeover of the football field and locker room. We're very proud that we have Trent Richardson, Emmett Smith, Reggie Johnson, and many other professional athletes that went to Escambia High School. With this $1 million grant from T-Mobile, it will just bring a lot of resources to the young people who are going to Escambia High School. And all you have to do is go to T-Mobile website and vote. And we're facing schools from across the country, so I encourage people to go out and support
Escambia
High School.
Please vote. I've been voting every day.
And vote T-Mobile.
Reminding us on
that. You can vote once a day. That's the voice of Mike Kohler coming in after that. It's T-Mobile.com, and then it's /brand/Friday night 5G lights, but you can find it just by Googling. Vote for Escambia account or vote for Escambia High School. You can vote once a day. $1 million would be pretty nice. I mentioned it earlier, but it's worth mentioning again. The Florida Chamber of Commerce has a coolest thing made in Florida contest going on, and a local company, Blue Wind Technology. They make the big white nacelle, the shell around the motorhead for the windmill turbines. Anyway, they make that, and they're in the running in the finals against Chrome Alloy, based out of Palm Beach. Now, it's not really fair. Palm Beach has a lot of people, and we don't have as many. They've got 7,500 votes so far. We have 800 votes, so you need to go vote on that. Once per day, you can vote for that locally. They make propeller jet engine blades down in Palm Beach. So, but we want to win. We want to win. It's a cool thing. All right, 823 on News Radio 92.3. What was I going to tell you about? Oh, I have a funny story involving Steve Stroberger. This is just one of those... Wait, what did he say? All right, so Steve Strogerberger was talking about a structure fire that he responded to at the Escambia County Commission meeting. Steve Strogerberger is a county commissioner, right? And here's his first pass at this account.
Way home from our last BCC meeting, I think that was the 23rd of September, I crossed Navy Boulevard and onto Gulf Beach Highway on my way home, and I came across a fire. And I've seen fires from a distance. We probably all have. The aftermath of fires. If you've ever been in California, you see fires all the time, you know, right there next to the freeway. But this time I was the second one on the scene. There was a woman stopped in the middle of Gulf Beach Highway in front of the First Baptist Church of Warrington. She thought there was someone, she said that there was someone named Joe inside this building. It was like an abandoned home. and she was frantic. She was on her phone. She called 911. I tried to help, but I wasn't going to be able to get into that building.
Can you imagine? I mean, you come up on a fire and you think somebody's inside the home, and you're not a trained firefighter. You don't have gear. I mean, what do you do? What a horrible situation to find himself in. This story gets interesting after this. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110, 90, 98 are all looking good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. So back to Steve Stroberger, County Commissioner, District 1, and a veteran pilot, if I'm not mistaken. I should know, but I don't know offhand. I think he was a pilot in the Navy for a long time. Anyway, he comes upon this fire, and he thinks somebody's inside because a woman says that somebody's inside. So what a horrifying thing to discover yourself in the middle of. 911's been called. ECFR is going to be coming, but they're not there yet, right?
But I've never been that close to a fire before. I mean, I've seen fires. I've started fires when I was a kid.
Campfires, I'm sure, you'd also.
But this was a big fire. The whole house was on fire. The roof was on fire. All the windows were billowing smoke, the entire building. And it was hot.
And you can imagine being stressed, being concerned about the person that you think is inside, and what do you do, and?
So me and another guy were breaking windows, yelling for Joe. Before we knew it, the fire department was there. And they were there. They were there pretty quick. I mean, this happened so fast. If Joe was in that, it was in that building, and he wasn't. There was no one there. Thank God. He wouldn't have been able to come out by himself. But I guarantee you, those firefighters, if they had found him, they'd have brought him out. So anyway, I was proud to see them there and doing what they're trained to do.
So good outcome in the end. It was only a structure and not a person. But, John, did you notice anything unusual in this account?
Name?
No. What did he say they did to help?
Break the windows?
Yeah.
Oxygen.
What fuels fire?
Oh, yeah, oxygen.
So if you break the windows, you are impeding or facilitating the fire?
Oh, you feeding it.
Yeah, this isn't the way you want to do it.
So me and another guy were breaking windows, yelling for Joe.
No. No, I no criticism. You're in a weird situation. You're freaking out. You're trying to help. You're trying to save somebody's life.
And
you, what can you do? Well, let's break a window and yell. Maybe we can, you know. No. Don't break the windows. All that's going to do is let air in, and, you know, that's fuel for the fire. You can contain a fire if you don't have, you know, and you can do things as firefighters to work with a fire. But, you know, and I check with some of my fire friends, they're like, yeah, no. And the reason I bring this up is not to make fun of Steve, although it is a little bit, like, thank God it worked out okay. It's a little bit funny after the fact. But more so because, you know, there's certain things that we don't know any better, and so we do them wrong. Like, for instance, if you come upon a person who's had what looks to be a major injury, a spine or a neck injury, what do you do? Nothing.
Don't touch them.
Touch them. Right. I mean, you know, if you got to pull them away from a car that's on fire or, you know, something imminently threatening their life. But if you think there's any chance that they've suffered kind of a spinal or a neck injury, don't move them because you want the professionals to take care of that to not make the problem worse. Well, that's something we've learned over time, right? Because we've had enough public safety education. And the only reason I mention this, and it may not be that you ever in your life come upon a structure fire, but air is fuel. Don't make the problem worse. It's just like the, you know, all the stuff we've learned over time about, you know, touch the handle on the door before you open it in a fire, because if the handle's hot, the door's hot. You don't want to let the fire in, all that kind of stuff. So, I can't imagine what it would have been like to be on that scene and facing the prospect of sitting there helplessly thinking about a guy dying in the inside of a fire. But also, don't break the windows. That's not the solution in this situation. 8:29 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are switching over onto Medicare, or you are 64 turning 65, or you are retiring, or you have questions, or you want to know what Medicare Advantage is, or prescription drugs, or supplement, or Medicaid, and how does this relate to me? And these are complex words, and I've been on regular insurance my whole life, and now what? Okay. It can be stressful because it's new and it's different, and people might be, you know, calling you. They might be sending you letters. And listen, it's very easy. I've got a friend. I've known her as long as we've lived here. Her whole family does insurance, Ricky Stewart, and she does just this one part. She just helps people like you understand, make choices, and get signed up on Medicare and understand your plan properly. You can contact her a couple of different ways online, insuredbyRicky, R-I-C-K-I.com, or you can just give her a call, Ricky Stewart Insurance, 341-2185. Arby's. Arby's says that they're coming out with the first of its kind steak nuggets.
Steak nuggets.
So, steaky nugs are coming to an Arby's near you. I guess they've been field testing it, and people like them enough. They've got the meats, and so not chicken nuggets, but steaky nugs are coming soon. Chicken fried steak nuggets, I guess? I don't know.
I don't either.
It seems like the kind of food where somebody tried a thing and it didn't become massively popular and famous like chicken wings, and this is like... There are also the other foods that don't work
Fox
out.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump demands Democrats reopen our government on day 7 of the shutdown with impact at the airports. The busy Hollywood Burbank air traffic control tower was unstaffed from 4 to 10 last night. Air traffic handed off to Tracon San Diego for lack of local controllers calling out. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy tells Fox it's tough without a paycheck.
I want our controllers to go to work. That's their job. They're important jobs. Eventually, they're going to get paid. But we got to be honest, they're humans, and they're under pressure.
President Trump says he will work with Democrats on health care if they reopen the government. The president hosting Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney, who wants a better trade deal than their 50% metal tariffs and 25% on vehicles. Egyptian negotiators finalizing an Israel-Hamas peace deal on the two-year anniversary of the Hamas slaughter in Israel. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 75 degrees, cloudy skies right now in Pensacola. We'll get to our forecast with Brooke Richardson and Channel 3 in just a couple of minutes. Well, in response to the ongoing government shutdown, local organizations have been mobilizing. They're supporting community members that are currently in need.
I do not believe that we don't have enough to go around as long as we all work together. Yeah. There is so much food that comes in on pallets and in trucks that we weren't even expecting, and we're able to share that with everybody. And I think we can weather this storm if we all work together.
And that's the Executive Director for Brightbridge Ministries, Reverend Ashley Mosley-Brown, who talks with Channel 3. Brightbridge serves hot meals Monday through Friday. The nonprofit says they're ready to ensure that nobody goes hungry. A Florida Power and Light making the case for why they need to raise their base rates. A hearing taking place in Tallahassee. Andrew Sutton from the utility says they need a 2% increase next year.
That's far below the double-digit increases that we've seen lately for other essential items like housing, property insurance, and groceries.
And reps from FPL tell the Public Service Commission rates need to go up around $250 a month for 12 million customers across the state. FPL says they need more money to upgrade their power grid as more customers are coming online. Consumer advocates say residential customers need relief from that rate hike. Now, if it's approved, the increase could take effect as soon as January. Reentry Alliance Pensacola breaking ground on the Pallet Shelter Village. They're building on West Moreno Street. That project will provide 14 tiny homes for homeless. Reap says their goal is to have those units ready for occupancy before this Thanksgiving. The city of Pensacola has allocated $1.1 million to purchase the shelters from Pallet PBC, a company that specializes in temporary housing solutions. The Pallet Shelter Village will also include a restroom trailer with separate facilities for men and women, along with case management services provided by REAP staff. Well, Jay Hospital has dismissed some employees, reportedly, following allegations of taking unauthorized photos of patients and sharing them on social media. Patients are claiming they were photographed while medicated or sleeping. Local attorney Joe Zarzar planning to file a lawsuit on their behalf. Hospital administrators have reportedly offered the victims money to sign a release, which they declined. Jay Hospital says they conducted a preliminary investigation after learning of the allegations. Details about the number of employees involved remain unclear. An elderly woman was rescued in Shalimar after being reported missing. This was after she took a late-night walk with their son's dog, Eeyore. The husband was concerned when she didn't come back in more than an hour. He called 911. Deputies started searching the area. Eventually, they found the dog. The dog led them straight to the woman who apparently had fallen and been injured. The woman said when she fell, the dog mostly stayed with her, but left and came back a few times, eventually bringing the deputy with him. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you're on I-10 eastbound heading toward Crestview, we've got a camper that overturned there, and traffic is down to a crawl right before you get to Crestview. So just be aware of that. Other than that, everything else is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We do have a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Otherwise, partly sunny skies, high near 86 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 71. Going into Wednesday, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 88. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 71. For Thursday, rain chances dropping, 20% chance of rain. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 86. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Well, thank you very much, Brooke. It's 75. We've got cloudy skies right now. Our next news at 9 o'clock. And breaking news anytime it happens. And your money now this morning. Stocks are up at the opening bell. The Dow's up 147.5 points, 46,842.56. S&P up 12.5 points at 67,52.31. NASDAQ up 47 points at 22,988.57. Taking a look at that 10-year bond rate, down a bit this morning, 4.152%. Gold price is up 28.20 at $4,450. Silver down 20 cents at $48.25. And crypto is mixed today. Bitcoin down about 7.30 at 124.817. Ethereum is up 46.50 at 47.50.07. Solana's down. Dogecoin down by a fraction of a cent. XRP down by a nickel. Taking a look at a few of our financial headlines for today. The U.S. Supreme Court letting a lower court order stand that requires Google to make changes to the Play Store. Justices declined to block the order, so beginning July of next year, Google will have to make its app catalog available to competitors. The ruling also allows developers to include external links in their app listings so users can purchase directly from the developers without incurring fees from Google. The federal government remains shut down today. One full week now, the longest shutdown in the nation's history, the fourth longest shutdown now in the nation's history.
Essential federal workers continue to show up but aren't being paid, including 1.3 million active duty troops now slated to miss their first paycheck on October 15th. Social Security will continue to pay out benefits as usual. Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits will also continue as funding allows. The Postal Service continues to operate as it's not dependent on funding from Congress. Employees who work for the immigration court system will keep working since President Trump has declared immigration a national emergency. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Thank you very much, Tammy. American Airlines announcing a change in its carry-on baggage rules. The airline confirmed that change in a statement sent to multiple outlets starting this coming Monday. Bag sizers will be removed from its gate areas across the country. American Airlines' rule change comes in an effort to simplify its boarding process, but it doesn't mean travelers can bring larger carry-ons. The airline, building on previous boarding enhancements, including the expansion of pre-boarding for families with young kids. It is 8:38. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repair, repairs or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air.
Sit, Stay, and Listen, 10:30 a.m. tomorrow on Pep Talk.
See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Daniel will not stop crying. I've changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple Crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple Crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I'm a little apprehensive about this topic today. I'll tell you, I'm a little apprehensive because the more I think about it, the more I think it's a little challenging to think of. But here's what I'm doing. Chili's, in case you do not know, and I hate to be the one to tell you this suddenly, so just
Let me
break it to you gently.
The bearer of bad news.
Chili's has changed its menu. Changed as of today. You can't anymore order the skillet queso. They don't have it anymore. Which was my wife's favorite thing. Like, if we're going to go out to eat somewhere, we're going to go to Chili's, we're going to get skillet queso. That's her favorite thing to eat. And they don't have it anymore. They replaced it with some vegetarian option with peppers and stupid. And I used to work at Chili's a long, long time ago in college. Like, they've had this for, you know, 30 years at Chili's, and they just got rid of it. Anyway, so that's the kind of the prompt for the question of the day, which is, tell me that food item, that thing that when you go to some restaurant, and pick any restaurant you like, but you've got to get that thing when you go to that restaurant. As in, if they got rid of it, you'd quit the restaurant, or you'd be thinking about it. Because I think, you know, my wife's like, I don't know why I would go to Chili's anymore. It's my favorite thing in the whole wide world. I know. Anybody makes a burger, but only they had the skillet queso. All right, so 437-1620. What's the restaurant? What's the thing? John, do you have one that comes to mind for you?
I do.
What do you got in mind?
It's the cinnamon butter at Texas Roadhouse.
Oh.
The rolls, the hot rolls. Oh, my gosh, that just melts right off your tongue.
I would just say the rolls themselves.
That is true.
Now, my wife, she has very particular food things, but we used to, her favorite restaurant used to be Ryan's Steakhouse.
Oh, yes.
Because of the rolls.
The rolls.
Because
yep.
of the rolls.
I remember
That's right.
those.
And then when Ryan's, and we had briefly a Ryan's, and then Ryan's went away, and she's like, no! They're taking my favorite things away from me. 437-1620. But yeah, for the cinnamon butter.
Oh yeah,
yeah. No, that's
and
a,
now
Talisha
even found a little tub of it now, so I've got it at home.
Oh.
Yay! Look at you.
Yay me.
437-1620. 437-1620. What's the restaurant? What's the food that's you're kind of have to order when you get there? It defines that place for you. It's you can't imagine going there without it, and if they got rid of it, you'd boycott. You know, this is kind of the Cracker Barrel question. because they kind of went through some menu changes and then they undid the menu changes. They did. Meg, what do you got?
Well, one of my favorite restaurants in Pensacola is the Cactus Flower.
Okay.
And so every time I go, I say, I'm going to try something different on the menu. And every time I go, I always get the chicken enchiladas verdes.
Okay.
And they have the best guacamole in, I mean, down, hands down.
Really?
If they got rid of either one of those, I'd be out.
I feel that way about the El Asador food truck on Davis.
Oh,
yeah.
I haven't been to that.
The chicken or the pork tacos, mm-hmm. either one. Mm-hmm. The beef, my kids like the beef somewhat, but the chicken or the pork are just, and I've tried, whenever I go, it's kind of the, I know this is amazing. And they just recently got reaffirmed as one of the top, you know, taco trucks in the country. And I go, I'm like, I know this is amazing. Why would I try something else?
Mm-hmm.
Is it as amazing? I don't know. I don't want to take a risk. 4376.
You've been talking about food all morning long.
Yeah.
I really have. Maybe that's a question for a different day. Is same old order or a different order? That's a question for another time. We'll do that.
Yeah, that's true.
So I was thinking about, you know, what's my answer to this question? And, you know, I feel like it's kind of a lame one. Well, I would have said like the cheddar biscuits at Red Lobster
mm-hmm.
when Red Lobster existed.
Yeah.
you get know, those frozen now.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
But like the Doritos Locos Tacos at Taco Bell.
Oh yeah.
Now that, I mean, once they made those, I don't order anything else. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff at Taco Bell, but those are like, oh, and I'll buy the El Paso ones for at home for making tacos at home now. Cause they're so good. They're not Doritos, mm-hmm. but they're close enough anyway. 437-1620. What's your restaurant and what's the food item that is like, you have to have it when you go there. It's unique to them or relatively unique to them. And if they got rid of it, you'd be crushed. Like Chili's has gotten rid of its skillet queso. If they ever got rid of the chicken enchilada soup, that's it. We're out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done.
See?
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Can't go there anymore. They already ruined their chicken crispers. Come on, Chili's, what are you doing to me? John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. Too much?
No.
All right,
that's really good. Brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Let's see here. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10 eastbound. If you're headed toward Crestview, before you get to the Crestview exit, there's a camper that overturned and it's causing major, major delays. It's down to one lane, barely moving. Other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you need a roof or want a roof, which is usually you don't want one, but you got to get one, right? Nobody's like, hey, I'm just excited to get a new roof. Well, I mean, the folks at Quality Roofing Solutions understand that. But you need to have a good roof. You want it for insurance purposes. You want it for defense against the storm purposes, for all the reasons, right? And you might not know, do I need to repair? Do I need to replace? Well, about 10% of their business is repair, and about 90% is replace. And part of the reason for that is because if you're going to repair it, you're already going to put enough money and mobilize services in that it probably makes more sense to go ahead and replace, since, especially with insurance these days, you're going to have to replace it in a few years anyway, and the cost will probably be greater, and you're probably better off to. But they'll talk you through all that, no problem. Brian Ward started the company in 2006, and for the last 19 years, they put in 10,000 roofs here in the Pensacola area. 4.9 rating on Google, which is outrageous. Who has a 4.9? That's crazy. Local supportive charities, Art Gateway, local youth sports, financial literacy and education in Santa Rosa County with Dave Ramsey. They've done that in the past. And they're just there to be real people, to talk with you and treat you, you know, with respect and call you back and answer your questions and not expect you to understand everything. But they know nobody really wants to buy a roof, but, you know, sometimes you need to. And you might, depending on the condition of your current roof, and if you do a wind mitigation inspection, you might even be able to almost pay for the cost of the roof by the time you pay for one. Plus, as far as I know, the only company that will offer a lifetime guarantee on the roof, which is, that's amazing. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961. Back to the question of the day with the text, which is, what is that food item that you kind of have to order? It's the key thing at a restaurant, and if they got rid of it, you'd be crushed. Because, again, if you're just joining us, Chili's has gotten rid of its skillet queso, which is insane to me. It is the most popular thing, I think, that anybody ever orders there. I used to be a server, I know. They're keeping the chicken enchilada soup for now. Whatever. Okay, people are texting in. John says, lobster fingers at Grand Marlin. Okay.
Ooh,
all right.
Those are good.
Oh, I had been thinking about this one, too. The Meguiar's bean soup. You have to have it. And, like, if they made it regular price, be kind of like, why? No, that ain't right. Let's see. Boxties at Meguiar's. Boxties, and it must be a drink. It's not one I'm familiar with, but I'm curious now. Cracker Barrel, Uncle Herschel's breakfast. I mean, we almost lost Uncle Herschel, so, you know.
How much less is breakfast?
Oh, now somebody says the salad at Olive Garden. Of course.
Oh,
and
yes.
I also used to work for a long time at the Olive Garden as a waiter in college, but the salad or the breadsticks too.
Yeah, right? Y'all go skimpy on the croutons now.
I mean, they have rules, you know.
Oh, you can only put like two in there and that's it?
It's portion control, baby.
I know.
437-1620, the spinach dip at McGuire's. The double decker taco at Taco Bell. Somebody
Ooh,
else
that's
says
good.
437-1620. Let's see. The Monte Cristo at Bennigan's, made right where you're sitting. Is that true? Did they make it at your place?
I don't know.
I don't know. We used to have a Bennigan's here, and we don't anymore. Family dinner at the House of Chong in Pensacola. Sweet and sour pork, cashew, chicken, pepper steak. Okay.
Sounds good.
No, I'm super hungry.
Andrew, why did you do this?
Really?
Yeah. Oh, and this is funny. Let's see. Ed says the number 26 on every Mexican menu, the enchilada supreme. Oh, fried okra at Five Sisters. Okay.
Oh,
all right. Very
yes.
good. You would probably, what would you say at Bucky's? Probably
the brisket.
Yeah, the brisket.
Yeah, if they stop doing the sliced brisket, I'm done.
You wouldn't even buy gas there anymore.
No, or stop. I mean, what's the point? They got rid of my cherry soda, so I'm like, yeah, let's not do the brisket too, buddy.
Can we hear that again? You're like, what?
Somebody says the corn nuggets at Jen's Grill in Molino. Okay. The Monte Cristo sandwich at Cheddar's. Although, John, you also said the crescent rolls at Cheddar's.
Yeah, the croissants.
Oh, not crescent. The croissants, right.
Yes.
I'm thinking of Pillsbury.
Yes.
Sonny's Barbecue Smoked Chicken. All right.
Yeah,
very
sure.
good. I don't see the nachos on Chili's menu now. I love those. Oh, I don't know if the nachos have gone away. Maybe they have, too. I don't know. You make menu changes, you make menu changes. Let's see. Double cheesy tacos at Tijuana Flat. This is the wrong thing to do at 8:30 in the morning.
Thank you so much.
Well, no. Let's get this straight. He started at 5:15 this morning.
Well, that's
so
not nice.
We've been going every hour talking about food and
talking about
any.
Chili's and talking about Arby's and.
Yeah,
you started at 5:15 this morning.
No one to blame but
you
myself.
You guys are leaving. You go get something to eat, and I'm gonna be starving for the next 3 hours. Thank you.
Why don't you do better, Meg?
The
warm, bubbly, melty, cheesy spinach casserole at New York Deli, which they don't have anymore, but hopefully they're listening. All right, hey, you know, bring it back.
Okay, it's
Resurrection
gonna be like
campaign.
That.
The Old East Hill Grill Supreme Grouper Sandwich. Let's see. The garlic herb duck fat fries from Reservoir. I may be partial because that's Casey Jones' text in. That's funny. The truffle fries when they had them, when you had. What was Joe's place called downtown? Like, all of a sudden, I can't think of it.
Don't look at me. I'm not helping you now.
Fair. It's totally fair. It's well earned. Somebody says, I cried when they got rid of Smokies on Fairfield Drive. Yes. Zaxby's kicking chicken sandwich, the only reason I go there. The Senate soup at McGuire's, same for McGuire's, the bean soup, several. Taco Bell's Mexican pizza, although I think you can get that again now, isn't it, back there? I don't know. I cried for that to come back, and then I never went there to buy it after it was available. So whatever. Let's see. If McDonald's changed their French fries, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can't even imagine. Like, that'd be New Coke. I mean, that would be insane. But also, like, think about, like, Red Robin, if they just got rid of the unlimited fries. Because you think of that as, like, essential. And you probably don't even get more than one refill, but you feel like, I got to get my free fries when I go to Red Robin.
Mm-hmm.
Boxies are deep mashed potato balls served with three sauces.
It's an appetizer. Delicious.
Oh, that sounds really good. Okay, fine. All right. let's just move on.
You might as well keep going.
Yeah.
Oh, it was Tin Cow. Tin Cow is where they had the, they had the
oh, and you reminded me
fries.
Because Taco Bell used to have a terrific taco salad with a taco shell,
yeah.
And then they took the shell away, and it's just in a bowl.
How dare they?
Well, that's it for me. Done.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim and Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
Good job, bro.
What
does New South proud mean? It means you can save 35% on windows and doors. And not just any windows and doors. We're talking New South American-made windows and doors that offer premium protection from hurricanes, intruders, and noise. And they're guaranteed for life. Get 35% off American-made windows and doors until October 31st, 2025. Call 800-NEW-WINDOWS. Visit newsouthwindow.com/deal for details.
You take care of your car, right? So why not give your auto loan some TLC? Refinance an existing loan from another institution with Pinair Credit Union and lower your interest rate by up to 2%. Plus, you can skip payments for the first 90 days. In addition to a better rate, you'll enjoy convenient banking and a friendly local team always ready to help. Learn more at pinair.org/auto-refi. That's pinair.org/auto-refi. All loans are subject to approval. Offer valid on loan applications submitted between October 1st and December 31st, 2025 only. Call toll-free 1-877-4-PINAIR for complete details.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
She has been disinvited from the Bellas.
That oath was serious?
Dixie Chick serious.
Mike Wiggins enters the room with a late entry. What was your suggestion from Jerry's Drive-In as you were insulting me for being a carpetbagger? What'd you say?
A bacon cheeseburger coupled with a vanilla milkshake.
All right.
You just can't beat it.
From Jerry's?
From Jerry's Drive-In.
From Jerry's. Yeah, right. Jerry's Drive-In.
From Jerry's.
Andrew's
Jerry's.
Obviously not, I believe your words are, Andrew's not obviously not from Pensacola because he didn't say this. So that's fine. Mm-hmm. That's fine. I'll forget that because I forget everything. John,
no,
you know
don't.
That expression, like, I'll remember that? I tell that to my wife. She's like, no, you won't.
I really like your wife.
I know. No, I need to really sit down with her and
me
talk.
Me too.
I mean, I married her because she was the smartest woman I'd ever met. And I knew that I wouldn't walk over her and she wouldn't walk over me. And so we're feisty at home. It's a lot of fun. John Pickens has got traffic on the five. I usually like to say that if I'd married a weaker woman, I would have bulldoze her, and if she'd have married a weaker man, she would have bulldozed me, and, you know, so we married each other. We have fun. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
Right, whatever you do, that's your business. All right.
This North is my Davis. Business.
All right, we've got an accident with no roadblock on North Davis Highway and East Burgess Road. I'm not seeing any delays, but I wanted you to be aware of that. Other than that, it's all good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Meg, I need to tell you this, because apparently I've not said this to you before.
Uh-oh.
Sarcasm is my love language.
You know what
if I'm not mean to you, I don't love you very much.
You know what the root of sarcasm is, don't you?
Oh, do tell.
Sarcasm is the root of the word is tearing flesh.
Nice. Yeah. Little loving barb.
Okay, this kind of So is this going to be a Netflix movie or something? Because
so speaking of new cars, if you need to get a good quality used vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good. It's the anti-segue. See, Frontier Motors great selection of good quality used cars. And look, you hear me talking about them, and that's fine. You hear Dave Ramsey talking about them, that's fine. But how many other people are satisfied customers? Well, okay, look around you when you're driving. Here's my recommendation. You're going to hate me for this a little bit. And seriously, you're going to be mad at me, but that's okay. I want you to look at the bumpers of cars when you're at the stoplight or whatever, and or maybe when you're driving, okay? And I want you to notice if they have a license plate frame that says Frontier Motors or a bumper sticker that says Frontier Motors. And they're very, once you start to recognize them, it's very easy to tell. And what you'll notice is like on day one today, you might see, I mean, maybe you see none, maybe you see one. But if you keep looking, then tomorrow you see two or three. And by about the second or third day doing this, you'll be like, I can't stop seeing them. They're everywhere. And that's the point. Those are all satisfied customers who bought a good quality used car at Frontier and are happy and will go back again and again because that's how they make their businesses, making you like the process enough that you're willing to come back again and again. Most people don't like buying a car, okay? But they make it less painful than it needs to be. And then, you know, it has been a lot of places. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, you know what we haven't talked at all about, even in, like, yesterday or today?
What?
Did you see that there's apparently been a grand jury has been convened over the Hope Florida Foundation stuff?
I heard about that.
You know, the $10 million side deal with Centene, yeah. The money that wound up in the, ultimately wound up in the possession of two PACs run by James Uthmeyer for the governor, involving these political entities that had nothing to do with, you know, actual Medicaid coverage or state money. And, you know, as Alex Andrade was the one who kind of, you know, this came to light through his committee. And then he said, look, this looks a lot like, I don't know, money laundering and wire fraud. And now, lo and behold, and you know, James Uthmeyer, the attorney general, said, oh, it's all fine. Nothing to see here. Meanwhile, they've gotten rid of three of the board members on Hope Florida Foundation. The good ones, by the way. They got rid of the good ones, not the bad ones. And then the governor attacked him for this and said, how dare you, and came to host this event at Pensacola State College where they actually kicked Michelle Salzman's people out of the crowd and attacked her for UWF stuff and attacked him for this. I mean, what I wonder, though, is, and I don't know how far this goes. Maybe nothing comes of it. Maybe nobody gets indicted. But they don't usually create a grand jury unless somebody's getting indicted. But if they, you know, maybe nothing. That's possible. Maybe, I don't know, maybe the attorney general. Maybe the attorney who worked on the thing. Maybe, I don't know how far it goes. We'll see. What I do wonder, though, is if it goes to any significant names, and I'll be honest, my suspicion is it will, if we get resignations or we get charges or both, will Governor DeSantis apologize? Well, let's just say time will tell, and I'm not holding my breath. Listen on air.